In Charlotte, North Carolina, two Lebanese brothers were convicted today of running a cigarette smuggling ring that funneled profits to the militant group Hezbollah. It was the first case involving a federal law making it illegal to provide material support to organizations labeled as terrorist by the State Department. NPR's Adam Hochberg was at the courthouse earlier today and joins us now. Adam, tell us about these two brothers and the case against them.
Well, their names are Mohammed Hamoud and Shaki Hamoud. Mohammed is the younger brother, Shaki the older. And they were part of what prosecutors here called a Hezbollah cell in Charlotte, North Carolina. They were involved in a massive operation to smuggle cigarettes, to buy the cigarettes in North Carolina and sell them on the black market in Michigan. And that in itself isn't too unusual. Cigarette smuggling is a relatively common crime here. But what made this case different is that the Hamoud brothers were using the profits that they made from the operation and sending them back to Lebanon, sending them to Hezbollah, which prosecutors said was then using the money to buy military equipment and weaponry.
And what would you say is the significance of these convictions?
Well, the biggest significance is that it's the first conviction ever under a federal law that was passed in 1996, and it bans people from providing, the language of the law is providing material support to known terrorist organizations. This was the first test of the law. It's the first case that's made it to trial. It's a pretty powerful weapon for prosecutors to use against people who have a connection to terrorist organizations, even if that connection isn't violent. There was no allegation that the two brothers committed any violent crimes, but what they were doing, they were a funding source for Hezbollah. Now prosecutors are saying, now that they've succeeded here, they want to use the law against some other more prominent defendants. They named John Walker Lind and Zacharias Massawi as other people who they say now will be prosecuted under this statute.
And what kind of sentences do these brothers face?
Well, the sentencing phase will take place sometime next month, so we don't know exactly what their sentences will be. We know that Mohammed Hamoud, who faced the more serious charges, could get a sentence of up to 60 years in prison. Chalky was charged with less serious crimes. He faces up to 14 years, and then once they serve that time in prison, they'll be deported. They'll be sent back to Lebanon.
And what was the reaction in court today and the reaction from their lawyer?
Well, not much reaction from the defendants in court today, but one thing that all of the lawyers in the case talked about afterward was that this jury had obviously taken a lot of care to come up with this verdict. Before the trial, defense lawyers had expressed concern that perhaps two men of Arab descent would not get a fair trial in the South, in the southern United States. And actually, this jury showed that this certainly wasn't a slam dunk kind of verdict, or they were not looking at the nationality of the defendants and rendering their verdict solely based on that. The jury deliberated for 3 days solid. They asked a lot of questions of the judge. They were sending out notes every couple of hours asking for rulings on various technical aspects of the law. It certainly appeared to those of us in the courtroom that jurors were putting a lot of scrutiny into the charges and into the allegations that the government made.
Thanks very much, Adam.
Thank you.
NPR's Adam Hochberg speaking to us from Charlotte, North Carolina.